I remember as a young believer thinking, I want to serve God. I want to do something to make an impact in the lives of other people. And then thinking, but who am I? I don't have much talent. I don't have much ability. I don't know that much. I guess God can't use me because God's in the business of doing great big things through great big people who have great big amounts of knowledge and talent and ability. So I guess God can't really use me. No, the truth is, guys and gals, that God does great big work through little people like me and you. God does great things through little things. And yesterday, I was reminded of that. A couple days ago, someone had come to my mind. Out of the blue, they came to my mind, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to shoot them a quick message on Facebook. Now, this is a person who I consider a friend, although I've never actually met them face to face. We've been corresponding back and forth for the last month or so. And they just came to mind. I just shot them a message. It couldn't have been more than two lines, if even that. It was probably something along the lines of, hey, friend, thinking about you. Hope your day is going well. And that was probably about it. Well, 24 hours passed, and yesterday I got a response. It was a rather lengthy email talking about how my message reached them at just the right time and proving to me once again that when thoughts enter our mind, that thought to give someone a call, that thought to stop by and see them, that thought to send them a message, it's not always just a thought from our own mind. It's the hand of God, the voice of God, God moving us and directing us to do something that we may see as very, very tiny, very, very small, but which God is going to use in a great big way. Let me read you his email. He says, amazing how Father causes us to do things for each other when we don't even realize that he is working through us for each other's benefit. You sent me a Facebook message with no prompt from me. I came to your mind and you wrote a few words only to me at a time, just when I needed them most. Now, not for the sake of pity, I will tell you that yesterday was one of the worst I've had in a long, long time. It came out of nowhere. My mother is 90 and in a nursing home. Had to take her to a specialist for a condition that is life-threatening. I was hit with flu-like symptoms added to my constant vertigo and tinnitus. Then two of my three sons call me in the same day about potential divorce. Then one of my daughter-in-laws calls me. I was an emotional wreck. My peace was gone, and I'm praying, Father, what's next? Where is your spirit and Christ's spirit in me for patience and long-suffering? I was low. Then your quick message lifted me just as quickly. My priorities got back in line. The big picture came back into focus. We are truly at our strongest through him when we're at our weakest. Thanks, brother, for helping me, even though you were totally unaware. Is that amazing or what? Listen, I had simply sent a message when this person came to mind, and it was basically a hi, how you doing, thinking about you type of a message. But God, through his spirit, was at work in that message to reach him at just the right time to speak to him in ways that, well, most people wouldn't have gotten by simply reading the message. Do you get my point? It's kind of like those fishies and loaves. Jesus took those fishies and loaves, he multiplied them, he blessed them, and he touched the lives of thousands. That little tiny offering from that boy, that young man, placed into the hands of our Lord, did something great. And I share that with you to encourage you and challenge you. Take the little bit that you have and let God use it. God will bless it. God will encourage and minister to other people. When you have that thought enter your mind to give someone a call, realize that could very well be the voice of our Father, the Spirit of God leading you and directing you to make that call or to send that message so that that person can be reminded that someone is thinking about them and that they are important, that they are loved, that God is at work in their circumstance. Listen, don't ever think that what you have to offer is too little. God can take whatever you have to offer, that little tiny bit, and use it in a great big way. When I got that message from this person yesterday, I too was at a low place. It's amazing. I sent a message to him, it lifted him up. He sends a message to me, I get it just when I need it, and it lifted me up. Funny how that works, isn't it? I'm James Flanders, and I'm learning to walk the path of grace, and I'm so glad that you're walking with me. Be blessed, my friend, and have a great day.